welcome to Experiencing God's Love. This morning, Pastor Greg Barr starts his New Year's sermon series. It's entitled Small Things, Big Difference. This morning, Greg talks about spiritual growth. Now from St. Matthew's Baptist Church, here's Pastor Greg Barr.
Good morning. Well, happy 2017. Wow. Seems like it happened in a hurry. We were just in the midst of summer. Christmas decorations were just being put out in the store around August. And now it's 2017. It got here very quickly, it seems. And in January, on January 1st, we come together. And in January, toward the end of December 1st of the year, we start thinking about what's going to change this year. We make resolutions. We decide that we're going to end some old habits and begin new ones, perhaps end old relationships and begin new ones. And we make decisions about how this year is going to be different than last, physically and emotionally, relationally, spiritually, all sorts of ways. But we make these grand dreams. We have these high aspirations for what this year is going to hold. But then they tend to slip away even in the first few weeks of the new year. And perhaps that's because we make our goals too aspirational, that we can't change habits that quickly. So what if instead we were to decide on taking some small steps that would make a big difference over time? Rather than deciding that I'm going to make a 180-degree shift in areas of my life, I decide to make incremental shifts that over time lead to making a big difference. The frustration of that may be that sometimes it'll feel like you're taking two steps forward and one step back, but over time, in months, you look back and you decide I'm not at the same place I used to be. Instead of setting my dreams so high and I'm unable to attain them, and so a few weeks into the year, I just get frustrated and give up. What if our goals were set differently? Small steps that make a big difference. We're going to be talking about that for a few weeks, and this week, we're going to talk about how to grow spiritually, some small steps that could make a big difference over time in my spiritual growth. And to help us get started thinking about this, I've invited some friends to come talk with us this morning. You're going to know these folks, Casey Gallion, Cindy King, and Jack Fox. And they're going to talk about some decisions they're making to grow spiritually this year. So start with Casey. Casey, you're a senior in college, right? Graduating in spring, or at least your parents hope you are. And we do too. We're proud of what you've accomplished. You've been a swimmer in college, so you're balancing athletics and academics, keeping up with your rigorous social life all at the same time, and looking to graduate. Well, tell us in 2017, how do you see yourself growing spiritually in the next year?
Well, juggling all those things has definitely been a struggle, but I've been blessed with going to a good Christian school that has helped me grow a lot in my faith these last 4 years. Up until now, a lot of things have kind of been laid out for me, like where I live and what church I go to and things like that. So now that I'm about to graduate, I feel as if I'm going to need a greater reliance on God's direction. What does he want me to do? Does he want me to move back here? Do I live somewhere else? Do I get my master's? Do I get my master's in work? I've had a lot of influence from my parents and other influential people in my life, but now I'm at a point where I need to start figuring these things out on my own and with the help from God and praying about them. If I do end up living here and moving back here, I would like to reconnect with the church again and maybe join the choir or work with children in some way, maybe through Sunday school or the weekday preschool. But if I live somewhere else, I'm going to need to rely on God to point me in the right direction, find a church to go to, and things like that.
Now, Jack, you're in a little different place than Casey is. You graduated from Harvard, I think, at the age of 18, but that's been several years ago, Harvard High School. And
glad you put that in there, yeah.
Yes. You've been here at St. Matthew's for decades. You've been a servant leader here for a long time. You've served in almost every leadership capacity in our church's life. So what's next for you in terms of spiritual growth?
Well, I'm definitely on the other end of the spectrum than Casey. I think I can remember when those things were happening in my life. I was blessed. I grew up in a Christian home. My father was a minister. I've been involved in church. I accepted Christ when I was 7 and felt like I've tried to grow all that time. I've done lots of things, been in many Sunday school classes and retreats and things like that. But I did want to get to where a friend of mine was a dentist. He'd been a dentist for about 30 years, and there was a big convention seminar coming up at the Gold House. And someone asked him, H.L., are you going to the seminar? He said, well, I'm going. I probably already know more than I'm using, but I'm going to go anyway, you know. So I don't want to get like that. I don't know where I've already know more than I'm using. I want to keep using. I want to keep learning. On January 1st, Lou and I always sit down and set some things for us to achieve in the new year. We'll do that today, and we'll look back and see how we've done. We do that in several areas of our life. One is physical, financial, materially, career-wise. But we always start with our spiritual goals. And I always put out at least 3 things. One is I want to find a seminar or an event or something that I can attend that will be stimulating to me. Another is to find a book or books that open up some new ideas to me. And the third is a way to find a new way to use. God gave me a talent with my voice, and want to find a way to use that. Well, a couple of years ago, you introduced me to the Global Leadership Summit. That was a real blessing to me. It was very stimulating. Out of that came a book that I enjoyed reading just this last year. Was Andy Stanley's Visioneering. And I picked up another book by Hewitt Glower about Christ's disciples. So that was stimulating to me. And then I've done lots of things with my voice. I've emceed things, the Chili Center here, and things for St. Ma'am. But last year, David Girard let me follow in the footsteps of my friend Steve Kirkland's not up there today, but he let me use my voice to announce for Upward Basketball. So I got to say things like, now, welcome the 76ers, Brayden Aulick, and that kind of a thing. So I don't know what it'll be this year, but it'll be something like that. So I've enjoyed that. One of the things that I always put down, too, is I attempt to read the Bible through every year. And I'm just finishing up my 17th year of doing that. Now, that doesn't mean I'm a Bible scholar or I'm smarter. I just did that to put myself in position so if God needed to say something to me through that, I would be open to that. Every morning I sit down with a cup of coffee. The first thing I do is I start to get my Bible out and I read it off my phone. But that's a step ahead, too. But I read just so that if... And it's amazing how when you do that all the time, you'll see something that I thought, wow, I've never seen that before. Or you'll hear a verse or read a verse that just happens to have something to do with what's coming up. So that was good. I guess the thing that inspired me to do that was years ago at a deacon retreat, the speaker talked about his mother, who was 87 years old and like a lot of our senior citizens here, excited about life, ready to try new things. She had just gotten her new computer. She was using that. That was a big step for her. But she had a friend who was exactly opposite. She was always negative about everything. And one day, the negative one said, Mabel, how can you be 87 years old and so excited about life? She said, it's simple. I talk to God every day and you once a week. So that's why I do that, so that I hopefully am talking to God. Now, when I'm in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, it's a one-sided conversation because I have no idea what's going on. But that's why I do that. And those are things I'll lay out this year to keep some growth going.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Now, Cindy, you have a bit in common with Casey in a time of transition. You've been here at St. Matthew's. You've been involved in ministry here for a long time, both as volunteer and on staff. And so you've had a varied experience here. But your children are grown, and you're in a transition in your life. So why don't you tell us about that and what you want to do in 2017?
I am at an interesting place. As you say, my kids are grown and mostly on their own most days. So for me to explain what's next, I always have to kind of go back to my yesterdays before I can talk about my tomorrows. Throughout my life, I feel like I've always had more yeses than noes. There have been choices to make, sometimes hard choices, but it's usually been what's the better yes or the best yes in this situation. And that was the case many years ago, 34 years ago, when I was finishing up at Georgetown College. And at that point, trying to decide, okay, what's next, and whether to pursue a very real possibility at that time of going on to seminary. And so there were some things to weigh in all of that. And at that time, I chose to take what was the best yes and to say I do to Greg King. And that has been 33 years of absolute joy for me, or most days, absolute joy for me. And so I devoted, I mean, just full bore, my life and my heart and my mind to being wife, being mother to my children, and to being involved and ministering in whatever place I could, doing whatever I could, at whatever job I was doing, with the education and the experience and the passion that I had at that point in my life. So I have had a lot of fun experiences here and elsewhere. I've always been the type of person to be able to be content in my circumstances, but I also never really wanted to be complacent. You know, I was taught that, you know, you don't sit back on your laurels, you know, you keep moving. So at this point in my life, I'm going back to seminary, or I'm going to seminary. I'll be starting in February at Louisville Presbyterian and getting my Master's of Art in Religion. And I'm excited. I'm also anxious. You know, it's been a long time since I've been in the classroom. I'm wondering if this mind can retain that information. I worry about that. I wonder if I can even stay awake. So, you know, it's exciting. It's going to be fun. Where it's going to lead, I don't have a clue. The Nobelist and astronomer Vera Rubin once said, we shouldn't aim for the stars. We know what's there. We should shoot for the space in between, because that's where the mystery lies. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I don't know what the ultimate destination is. I'm shooting for the mystery in the space in between. And I just want to be prepared for whatever that is, to continue learning, to continue growing, to continue writing and exploring and experiencing, and to be prepared for wherever God wants me to be, doing whatever God wants me to be doing, whenever that might be.
Any advice for somebody like Casey or other folks who are looking at periods of transition? How do you know the path to take, or how do you take a risk, for either of you who have been through transitions?
I think it's good to plan, but then be willing to be surprised, because it hardly ever turns out like I would think it would be. I set a goal and say, here's what I would like to happen, but it'll come from an unlikely source most of the time. So be amazed. Be ready for that.
I think one of the things you said, Casey, about looking to your parents and to others for that advice. You know, the people who've walked the road before, it's certainly a different road than you're going to walk, but they've experienced a whole lot of good and a whole lot of questionable, and they may not be able to tell you the exact answer, but they can always help direct you. So don't be afraid to ask. And not just your parents. You know, if it's somebody in this church who you think, you know, I've watched that person. I've never had a conversation with that person before, but I've watched them. I want to know them and get to know them.
How important is a small group in the growth process?
Well, for me, it's huge. I mean, you know, in Sunday school, that's a very controlled setting. Small group of friends that I can rely on, you know, my Bible study group. You know, we walk hard roads together, and we walk a lot of fun roads together. So just having that small group support, people who know me and can help me even when I don't even know how much help I need. So the small group is absolutely important.
I think it's been a little hard for me, at least, because like going to school and then coming back, people aren't always here, like in our college class, so we don't really have a big group. But I definitely think it's very important. That's why, like, if I come back here, if I find another church to go to, that I want to connect in some way so that you have somebody who will keep you accountable and will be there for you if you need them. So
very important. I there's a group of four other guys that I meet on Tuesday mornings. We just share and do some Bible study. And then I got to get a plug in for the men's pizza group. Been going to that a long time. Some really good things. We don't just eat pizza. A lot of good things happen there. One of the good things is some young guys are coming and have brought the average age down to about 65 now. So it's great.
Small things, big difference. When someone joins St. Matthew's Baptist Church, like last Sunday when we had two adults who came and joined, Pastor Greg always asks them to do two things. You could probably say them with me, but find a small group Bible study in which to become involved and to connect with people and find a ministry. Something happens in us when we study Scripture. When we pray, when we think about God's word, and when we apply it to our lives. Something happens for us and among us when we meet with a small group, a class, to learn together, to live life together. And something happens through us when we share our gifts and our lives in ministry, helping others. So, St. Matthew's Baptist Church offers a whole slew of opportunities for you to do those things, for you to find a small group in which you can learn more about the Bible, and for you to find ministries so that you can do God's word. On Sunday mornings, we offer Bible study groups for all ages. In our adult realm, we have 21 classes with over 40 teachers. Those teachers and those classes are here to help you to connect with Jesus, to help you learn the Bible, to help you connect with one another, to help make a difference in your life. We offer those classes for adults. We offer classes for youth, for children, for even our babies and preschoolers, all with the expressed intent of helping you to study God's Word, the Bible. We also offer classes at other times for intergenerational groups to come together and learn more. These small groups and Bible studies help us to know Jesus. We know that there is more that can be done to help our Bible study groups to be even better, and we will continue to improve on those things. Every one of our Sunday morning groups, Bible study classes, from our babies to our seniors, will have changes this year. We know that because there are physical changes that are happening to our facility through Reimagine. As those happen, there are classes, every class will be displaced at some point. Through that displacement or replacement or new placement, we have a wonderful opportunity to say this is going to be a new season in our small group or our class's life. It is also the perfect time for you who do not have a class or who needs a different class to say, this is when I'm going to change as well. It's a perfect time for you to say yes. There are other people you know who are not maybe here today who are not connected with a class, and you can say to them, let me help you find a class. They're in a new place. You'll just blend right in being new. We also have Bible study classes that meet Monday at noon, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, Thursday noon, Thursday evening. There's a plethora of opportunities for you to be in small group. Those are the ones that are established. Those are the ones that are ready. Those are the ones that are weekly. We also have some, as Jack was talking about, his group of four men who gather together on a weekly basis for accountability, for study, for prayer. There are lots of those. This coming Wednesday night, we will start our Wednesday night Bible study group, book study group, drama group. It's a new group starting. Then a week from this Wednesday, we will start a Financial Peace University class. Our music ministry opportunities will begin again. In February, we have a marriage enrichment retreat for young couples. In March, we have a women's retreat for women. And then each of these times provide challenging, thought-provoking, interesting, and relevant opportunities for your spiritual growth and faith development. As you are looking for a Bible study class or a small group, ask others. They will help you to find it. Ask me. I'd be delighted to help you find that. We have dozens of ministries and mission partnerships in which people are involved. Many of those ministries need more volunteers. Many of those people in our church, perhaps including you, need to find your ministry. And so we do these kinds of ministries so that we can make a real difference to do ministry. We participate in lots of different kinds of ministries where people from all ages and stages of life can participate in. We have things such as conversational English, providing lunch and devotion at University of Louisville for students. Digging in the dirt in our community garden and helping to provide produce for Kentuckiana Refugee Ministries, St. Matthew's Area Ministries, and some of our neighbors. Participating in ministry through tutoring, classroom helpers at St. Matthew's Elementary, as well as participating by giving so that children can take backpacks of food home, so that teachers have the supplies that they need. This year we will have opportunities to go on mission trips across the state and across the United States, and there are opportunities for you to be involved in that. Over the months ahead, we will continue to help connect you with those ministries, continue to help you to know of those ministries so that you can say, yes, that one is for me. We do this to help meet the needs of people, heal the hurts of people, all in the name of Jesus. Have you found a ministry in which you're involved? If so, great. You may have found one that you are really involved in once a year. If so, we support that, we value that, we're thrilled for that. But part of what we know in finding a ministry that we can do is that we need you and you need it to be involved in more deep, more involvement, more for it to become part of who you are. And so if you're looking for something like that, ask someone, ask me. We'll be happy to help you find a ministry through which you can give and grow. We also have a goal in adult discipleship here at St. Matthew's to help you grow as an individual. We know that connecting in a small group, you can grow through Bible study and through being involved with people. We know that connecting in a ministry, you can be involved by doing ministry. We also want to help you to be a disciple. And so this year, we have been working to find a plan, to develop a program, to develop a plan that we can have a pilgrim group of people this year who can say, yes, I want to dig deeper. I want to be involved a little more. I want to set some goals and have somebody to help me to meet those. And so this year we will start with this pilgrim group to personalize a discipleship plan so that each person can grow more fully in their relationship with Jesus. So Jesus is glorified and each person is discipled in ways that fit her or him. It will involve personalized and small group Bible study, a discipleship plan, and one-on-one mentoring. We have some small group leaders who will offer structured class settings and weekly one-on-one meetings, and these who will help you to meet your goals for personalized discipleship. If you're interested in knowing more about this individualized discipleship plan, let me know. I'd be happy to connect you with the right people. We want you to be one of our pilgrim people. It will be a small class, but we want that to be rich so that then we can expand that for the whole. Here's what else I can assure you. St. Matthew's Baptist Church is all about loving and leading people in a growing relationship with Jesus. We will love you. We will lead you. we will help you to grow. We will love you by accepting you in all your imperfections and with all your gifts and help lead you to grow. You will know you are growing as you find yourself working diligently to love and lead others into a growing relationship with Jesus. That is, as you find your thoughts and your actions permeated by a desire to help other people to experience God's love. Obviously, St. Matthew's Baptist Church provides lots of opportunities for this to happen, but we can't do it for you. We can't force you to participate. God won't force growth on you, neither will we. We will provide the opportunities. But the next time you think or you hear someone say something like, "It's just not doing it for me," may you be reminded of these words. You're right. It's not going to just do it for you. It's something you have to do, perhaps with a small step, perhaps with a giant leap. But it's something you have to do, something you have to decide, something you get to decide this year right now or this year, this week, to say, "I want to take part in doing something that will help my spiritual growth, to help me to be a better disciple of Jesus." With all of this being offered, the next step truly is up to you.
So what is your plan for growing spiritually in 2017? What do you plan to do? You've heard three of our church family members talking about their plans for growth. You've heard Joyce talking about how our church wants to partner with you so that you can grow. But what's your plan? It's hard to predict what's going to happen in the next 12 months. Hard to predict what the stock market is going to do. Hard to predict who's going to win the World Series next year. But one thing isn't hard to predict. You'll be at the same point you are right now spiritually unless you decide to make a change. Unless you and I do something that's going to help us take the next step of growth. So what will it be for you? Is it getting involved in a small group, whether that's something that meets on Sunday morning or something throughout the week? Is it committing yourself to regularly praying and reading the scripture? Maybe you get started by just saying, I want to just start 5 minutes a day. And then it grows over time. Will you risk being involved in a ministry? Find some way that God can use the gifts God's given to you to help you take the next step of growth in your life. Will you take a risk? Maybe like Cinda, there's been something that's been on your mind that God's been speaking to you about for decades and you just haven't done it yet. Is this the time for you, 2017, to take a risk of faith? Whether you're Casey's age and trying to figure out what am I going to risk with my future, or somebody my age trying to figure out what am I going to risk with my future. What's the next step for you? What will you do this year that's going to move you in a closer direction with Jesus Christ? Let me read you one verse of scripture and then we'll close pretty quickly. John 12:26, Jesus said, "Anyone who wants to be my disciple must follow me, because my servants must be where I am. And the Father will honor anyone who serves me." Jesus said, anyone can be my disciple. This is open to any of us who will make a decision. But it's a decision to commit ourselves. Anyone who wants to be my disciple must follow me, Jesus said. And it's about a relationship. Anyone who wants to be my disciple must follow me, because my servants must be where I am. What step will you take this year to move forward spiritually?
You've been listening to Experiencing God's Love, a ministry of St. Matthew's Baptist Church. This morning, you may have reached a decision concerning your relationship with God, or you may want to find spiritual guidance for your life. Contact us this week at 502-896-8882 or online at smbclouisville.org. St. Matthew's Baptist Church is conveniently located at 3515 Grandview Avenue between Breckenridge and Cannons Lanes. Join us for worship in person this morning. Bible study for all ages at 9:15, followed by worship at 10:30. If that's not possible, then join us here next week at 7 for Experiencing God's Love. from St. Matthew's Baptist Church, where we're loving and leading people into a growing relationship with Jesus.